Good evening, community. We are profoundly grateful that you have tuned back in to hear some of the most terrifying, unexplainable paranormal stories that have been shared with us. Today, we have compiled a mix of very different tales, all very distinct from one another. But we assure you that at least one will resonate with you. That one will keep you up at night. As always, we are open to your suggestions on the topics we should cover in the next compilation and want to send a special shout out to those who listen at night. We love all our listeners, even those who prefer to listen during the day. But if possible, I lure you to enjoy the following tales of the night in the shadows. In 2015, two friends and I decided to rent a place between the three of us. We had just recently graduated from university and were lucky enough to find jobs quickly. It was a good idea to become independent from our parents, from the family, but still have the support of living with someone else. We found a spot in a quiet area of the city, not quite the outskirts, but not downtown either. A good location with a lot of security, as it was a small gated community. Ours was the second to last house on the road, but you'd almost never see any neighbors. It seemed like only older people lived there. We never really saw them because they'd keep their shades down most of the time, but lights would be on at night letting us know they were there. Really, the only people we ever talked to were the security guards at the gate, the house next to ours, the last one in the community, was the only one with a backyard, but it looked neglected. One night, we realized the curtain was open, and we were able to see an old lady who had fallen asleep on a recliner in front of the TV with her cat in her arms. As we had just moved in, we decided to bake cakes for the neighbors one day, including the old lady. We delivered the first two, and then went to the old lady's house. We noticed that the neighbors across the street kept watching us through their window as we knocked on her door. We could hear her little cat meowing behind the door, but it was otherwise quiet. We had never seen her leave, ever. So we thought it strange that no one answered. We even got a little worried and mentioned it to the security guard on duty. He asked us which house, which lady. We told him the one in the back next to ours, that we had seen her there a few nights ago, sitting in front of her TV with her cat. He started laughing and reported something on the radio. As he walked us back to the house, he said, "They don't believe us when we tell them we see the lady. But you saw her, right?" The three of us answered yes, confused. "What do you mean you see the lady?" we asked.
"That lady died years ago. Actually, the cat died before she did. They say she got so sad from losing her precious companion that she decided to leave this world."
We didn't want to pry further, so no one asked what he meant by decided to. We got to the house and the guard took a look around just to confirm there wasn't an intruder nearby. After he confirmed the coast was clear, we gave him the cake we had baked for the lady and told him to share it with his partner. He bid us goodnight and walked off. When he was several meters away, he turned around. We all did, as we could all hear the meowing of the cat coming from inside the house. The guard told us not to worry.
"No cats live around here. You'll hear this one every now and then, but he won't bother you."
I lived there a year and a half. My friends, 2 years. We never saw the lady again, and the house was never rented out. What we did hear quite often was the cats meowing. Sometimes as if it was inside our own house. A few months ago, my aunt and uncle got into a car accident on the highway. A guy was trying to pass them on a curve and nearly crashed into them. To avoid it, they swerved off the road. Luckily, they survived but were hospitalized for weeks.
During that time, my cousin Fernanda stayed with us. She's 18 already and goes to university, but they thought it would be safer if she didn't stay alone at her house. I'm 14 and we don't get along so great. But I love her very much, and I think it's mutual. She stood up for me against bullies at school once. So, although we've never been super close, for us, family always comes first. The last week she was here, when her parents were about to be discharged from the hospital, my parents left on a trip they had postponed. They left my cousin and me alone for the weekend, and my cousin invited two of her friends to stay over. We spent Saturday afternoon watching movies, and then, at 10 o'clock, as if I were a little kid, my cousin sent me to bed. The girls went to her room to chat. I wasn't sleepy at all, so when it was almost 11, I figured they wouldn't notice if I went downstairs to play some PlayStation. I went down, put on my headphones, and started playing without any TV volume. Suddenly, I felt someone watching me. You know that feeling where you can feel someone staring at you even without looking. I was so scared, I thought I was going to get in trouble. But when I turned around, there was no one there, and all the lights were off. I quickly took off my headphones and heard someone coming down the stairs. I could only see their bottom half from where I was sitting. And when they landed at the bottom of the stairs, I couldn't see anything at all. For a moment, I thought my eyes were blinded by the glow of the screen, and I wasn't able to see into the darkness. So I turned on the light. Still, no one was there. I slowly went upstairs to see if the girls were still awake. I approached their room and caught a little flash of light flicker from under the door. I knocked, and all three screamed as if the devil himself had done it. I told them it was me, that I wanted to know if everything was okay. My cousin asked if it was really me. She asked me to answer a question, only I would know, and I did. I thought it was weird, but it was the only way they'd open the door and let me in. "Who just came down?" I asked them. "I was playing in the living room, and someone came down. I know it was one of you." They turned even paler. One of the friends said, "No one had come down."
"We were playing with this," said the other,
as she pulled out a Ouija board from under the bed.
"We were asking it things, and then all of a sudden it stopped answering. Then it said, 'I'm here. Here in the house with us.' And then you knocked."
"Ask it if it's still here," I said to them. And they told me I was crazy. I asked if they had never seen a horror movie. That you can't just stop playing like that. That they had to close out the ritual. I told them to set the board up again so they could do so. They were very scared. But they were more afraid of whatever they had summoned sticking around in the house with us. I thought I heard something in the room on the other side of the wall. One of my cousin's friends noticed it too. We didn't say anything, but we looked at each other. It sounded like there was someone there. Like someone was moving the bed, pushing against it with both feet. "Ask specifically where in the house it is," I said to them before they closed out the ritual.
"In the room next door."
My cousin quickly closed off the room and grabbed a blanket for me to sleep on the floor with them. We barely got any sleep. And at 7 a.m., we opened all the curtains. We checked my room and the downstairs, but everything looked fine. One of the friends later recounted what we lived through on her Instagram stories, and it went viral, even reaching the kids at my school. That week I was very popular. No one bullied me. Probably because everyone knew my cousin and her friends, even though they had graduated the year before. Since then, everyone wants to come play Ouija at my house, but I won't allow it. Nothing has happened to me so far, but I haven't stayed alone yet.
and I'm too old to ask my parents to leave someone with me the next time they go away for the weekend. I suppose if something does happen, you'll hear from me again. Shout out to the community. Thanks for never letting me feel alone. Community. We have reached the halfway point of this episode. There are still stories left to tell, but as always, we want to invite you to subscribe to this channel to become part of the community. And if you want to help us even more, remember to share this episode on your social media. It's because of you that the Tales of the Night community grows every day, and we're able to have more and more stories to share. As you know, I'm Uriel Reyes, and let's get to the rest of the tales of this night. I heard in a recent Tales of the Night episode that you should never open the door when you can't see who knocked. You're supposedly letting in whatever is out there. And very often it's nothing good. Well, this happened when my brother was just a tiny baby. I remember his crib was in my room back then. Almost always one of my parents would sleep in there with us to keep an eye on the baby. It was pretty common for someone to knock on our front door in the middle of the night. But it was very strange because they would knock from inside the high wall that surrounded the property. So someone would have to jump and cross the whole yard to reach the front door. But if they were going to rob us, if they were breaking in, why knock? My parents both thought they were imagining it, that it was a dream, until they both recounted it and realized it was real. Even more so, when I told them I heard it too. So the next time it happened, my dad decided enough was enough. I remember he was in my room with me when we heard those knocks on the door in the middle of the night. My dad went downstairs cursing up a storm and opened the door. There was no one there. There was no one out there. But from then on, the knocking stopped coming from outside. Now you could hear it at any time of day coming from inside the house. Like someone walking back and forth, moving things around at night in the unoccupied rooms. To make matters worse, right around the same time as the knocking used to occur, my baby brother would now wake up and start playing. He would play, standing up in his crib and looking straight into a dark corner of the room. Just remembering it gives me the chills. And this was a long, long time ago. My parents finally convinced themselves it wasn't a coincidence. They moved my brother and me into their bedroom, and we slept there for a good while, until we moved houses when my brother was 3 years old. The strangest part about it was that when my brother was about 8, he recalled someone else living in that house with us. A man much taller than my dad, who is 6'1". We all laugh it off when he says that. We have never told him what we experienced when he was just a baby. Community. Before wrapping up, I want to share something that was just told to me at lunch where, as always, the question of whether we believe in ghosts or not came up. One of the people there told us that not having experienced anything himself, he didn't believe and was skeptical. But according to his family, he has had contact with the paranormal. This is what was shared with me. His family moved into an apartment without knowing the terrible history of the place until they were already living there. The previous tenant, an elderly woman who lived alone, had died tragically in that apartment. One night, someone broke into her apartment to rob her, and she hid in the closet of the smallest bedroom. She was cowering in there, hoping they wouldn't discover her, when, unfortunately, her heart gave out from fear. Literally stopped beating right then and there. Years later, when the family of the person who told me this story moved into that place, the youngest was assigned that room. Over time, they began noticing the boy would spend a lot of time in the closet, that he liked locking himself in there and they could hear him chatting with someone inside. When his mom casually mentioned this odd new habit of her son's to a neighbor, the neighbor finally revealed the fate of that previous tenant. No one had wanted to bring it up, so as not to provoke any ill feelings with the new family, but now it seemed necessary they know. "So," the mom asked her son who he played with in there. "Who did he talk to inside the closet?" He replied it was with the little old lady who lived in the closet. Terrified but determined to protect her son, the mother entered the bedroom, opened the closet doors, and confronted whatever was in there. "I'm very sorry for what happened to you, truly, but you can no longer stay here. I beg of you. You must leave my son in peace." From then on, they no longer let him go into his closet, and over time he forgot about his friend, about the lady living there. In fact, now, as an adult, he has zero recollection of the ordeal whatsoever. All that remains is the story his parents share about what he experienced in that apartment, about what he would see inside that closet.